Hi, my name is Simon. I'm a PhD student and doctoral researcher within the SFB 1330. And it's my pleasure to interview Avi today from the Technion in Haifa in Israel. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for the interview. Yeah, I want to first of all thank the SFB for the hospitality. And yeah, it's great to be here.
We're very glad to have you here. So could you quickly tell us something about your background? Just where do you come from? What did you study?
Yeah.
How do you get into Porous Media and all this?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Israel, from Haifa. I did my bachelor's and master's in hydrology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And so that's how I came to meet the Porous Medium. Yeah, and then I started my PhD at Haifa, at the Technion Institute, and got involved in some different topics than the classical hydrology that I knew from previous degrees.
Okay, and so for your stay here, what are your aims, what are your goals, what are you trying to do with your research in general, but also just with the 2 weeks that you have here with us in Germany?
Yeah, so the purpose of the visit was actually to get to know DUMUX, the program that your group is using and developed, of course, and maybe see if I can use it for the research purposes. The aim of the research is really to study the effects of hydrodynamic dispersion and natural groundwater flow on the dissolution rates in the context, of course, of carbon dioxide sequestration. We tackle this problem in two ways. So first, we do experiments. We use analog, a mixture of methanol and ethylene glycol, as a way to mimic the CO2 behavior in the sequestration site. And so we do these experiments. And of course, we want to explain the experiments and see what are the mechanisms. So that's where DUMUX comes in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Okay, and so how did you get involved within the SFB? So you got to know Rainer, I guess, but then also you had a lot of talks with Holger, who is doing a lot of applied stuff and also experiments. And he has one of the projects within the SFB 1313. So you already had some talks with him. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, sure. I came to know about this group, about DUMUX, by chance, just Rainer visiting Israel, giving a seminar, talking about DUMUX. Heard the seminar, it was really good. It was very impressive also, what you guys are doing here. So we figured out it could be a way for us to learn something new and also to maybe collaborate in the future. The natural person to turn to when I got here was, of course, Holger, because he deals with CO2 sequestration also as part of his projects. So I sat with Holger for a couple of hours and he was extremely helpful, giving me really good ideas, showing me some DUMUX stuff. Yeah, it's great.
Nice. Sounds very interesting. So, and going back to your experiments, so you carried them out in Israel and you just, like, what are the time scales that you're looking at there and like how big are they, just roughly to get an estimate on how, like,
Maybe I'll give you a brief description of the system. It will be more clear what we exactly do. So what we aim to do is, as I said before, is to study the effects of groundwater flow and dispersion on the dissolution rate. And so what we do, we build a flow cell that is filled with glass beads, which are the porous media. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we introduce a head gradient, a head difference in the flow cell to generate a horizontal flow. And then we inject the MEG, the mixture that I was talking about earlier, from the top. And we take pictures. We introduce to the MEG some kind of a fluorescent dye to be able to see. And we calibrate concentrations so we know we can fit a concentration to a density after at the pictures. And so we follow the concentration and we can actually observe the fingers and the density-driven flow that is generated. And we do it under different conditions. So we amplify the flow velocity and see how it affects the dissolution rate, or the mixing rate. And of course, we do that for different kinds of different diameters and different conditions. And so we can see, of course, how dispersion affects the mixing or dissolution rate, and of course, how velocity is affected. And so that's the experiment side of the system. The system is lab scale, it's small.
Cool. So thank you very much for the interview. It was a pleasure having you here. I'm really looking forward for what your research is going to look like in the next couple of days, weeks, months, maybe years, and how you maybe can collaborate even more with us here in Stuttgart. It was a pleasure to have you here. Thanks a lot, and yeah, until next time.
Thank you so much, Simon, and hope to see you again in a few months.